You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Andy Carroll to score and West Ham to win is 7-1. Philip Coutinho to score and Liverpool to win 4-1. I'm annoyed, Derek, because I can't mock that headline offer anymore with Andy Carroll in it, because he actually scored the winner against Southampton.
He did. He did me a favour. He gave, and it was my bet of the year, if you remember. In fact, one of my bets of the century, I think you'll find, on the other day. It went in. And again, I have to go for West Ham again here at these prices. I just don't understand why they're almost 3-1 at home to beat Liverpool. Was nobody watching Liverpool on Wednesday night? Dear me. That game against Sunderland, it was hard to tell. Really, honestly, it was hard. If a man had come down from the moon to watch that game, it would have been hard to tell who was the relegation threatened team. Liverpool were that bad. I just cannot believe they're hovering around evens here. And you know, their record at West Ham isn't great in recent seasons. I just think West Ham are a knock better, really do. 13-5 is a gift.
13-5, the Hammers to win this game. The draw 12-5, Liverpool 21-20. Lee, I see you grimacing at that side of the studio slightly.
Well, no, it was hard. You can't oppose, Derek, the fact they went for West Ham and it came in, and it's a similar kind of bet here. But I think Liverpool are a better team than Southampton at the moment. And I think, you know, I don't think the 1-0 victory that they got at Sunderland was down to their excellent defence. I think it was down to Sunderland's lack of adventure and lack of desire to go and actually win the game. I think Liverpool could sneak this again, though. And I do like the fact, I know Benteke misses some absolute sitters and needs a few chances to score, but you know, I do get the sense that Liverpool are starting to pull it back a little bit. West Ham, remember, that win against Southampton that Derek called so well, was the first win in 9 games. Mm. You know, and it took Andy Carroll to score the goal, which, you know, I kind of sense, you know, really
it was
Derek,
a Christmas miracle.
Well,
really,
Derek should give that one as a void. I mean, he slagged Andy Carroll so much over the years that he shouldn't even take that bet. But I'm looking at Liverpool 2-1 win here, a narrow victory for Liverpool. I admit that 21-20 is a bit skinny, but I don't think West Ham are anything to write home about.
But neither are Liverpool, honestly.
I know.
I don't understand why they're only that price. I think it's a shock. I really do. People haven't been watching Liverpool. They're a very, very ordinary side right now. And honestly, that's a poor bet, that I'm telling you now. That is a poor bet.
Do you know what? I did enjoy. You see, I was reading a piece in The Guardian this morning about Klopp and Allardyce had a bit of a set to, didn't they, on the touchline?
Yeah.
And Allardyce called him a soft German in the press conference afterwards because he complained about that tackle on Saka, which was a horrible tackle. But Klopp's got. I'm absolutely loving Klopp. Klopp on the sideline is amazing, isn't he? And he always comes out nice as pie afterwards, you know. Oh yeah, that's just during the game. It's all fine. The police warned him as to his behaviour last night. The best thing about the whole game was that we might have to edit this out. Have you seen what when Sam Allardyce was asked what he thought of his team's performances in December in the press conference afterwards? One word was his reply. It's just brilliant, isn't it? So I think that's going to run that Sam Klopp thing. But nah, I get what you're saying. I don't like the price, the 21-20. It doesn't look too clever. I admit that. But I'm going to go with Benteke to continue this little streak that he's on. He scored 2-2. He scored first in both of those 1-0 wins. So I'm going to go with Benteke to score. And I think Liverpool might get on it here. The word of warning is that, you know, West Ham beat Liverpool 3-0 at Anfield in August when they were on that brilliant away run. They also scored 3 against them last time they were played at Upton Park. They won 3-1 last season as well. But I'm going to fly in the face of that and go for Christian Benteke to score in a Liverpool win, 12-5. I think the over 2.5 will land here as well, despite the recent unders in Liverpool's games and the lack of goals from West Ham. I think this one might be a little bit open, especially if West Ham have got a couple of players back, as we're told they might do. Mm. Over 2.5 goals is 21-20, which I think is a better bet than Liverpool just to win.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.